Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Episode number 75, coming to you from the bunker here in gorgeous Western Canada. I'm Rod Peterson, and back on the program is Darren DuPont.
Almost never came back.
If I'm the pilot, he's the co-pilot. How's
sure,
that?
Sure. That sounds,
I think that's good.
That was easy.
Listen, I feel like Jerry Reed today because we got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. We are in the warm-up. It's just you and me, and we got a lot of topics to get to on the program today, not the least of which. Are we talking about your weekend, John, and getaway? Are we going to talk about it?
We can quickly.
We will. Derek the Duke Myers coming up on the program in the bunker today. Andrew Walker from Sportsnet 650, the fan in Vancouver radio, the pride of Beaubier, Saskatchewan. He made it what it is today. That town doesn't even exist anymore. But we'll be talking Canucks and NHL. Andrew Green will be joining us, the Ryder Hall of Famer, former Miami Dolphin, Jacksonville Jaguar, Seahawk, Ryder Bomber Argo. Our interview is sponsored by Samsonite. And from the CFL office, Jeff Creever, their fantasy expert. It's show number 75. Vince Wilfork, Howie Long. And can you think of any others?
No.
Think about it as we go along. I want to talk about Monday Night Football last night. The Browns routing the Jets 23-3. OBJ, how about him? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And unbelievable.
You saw Trevor Siemian, the quarterback,
snapping
on the sidelines.
His ankle.
He's like,
lucky catch.
But yeah, then he snapped his ankle. So karma comes around.
Oops.
I don't like that.
Karma works.
Karma does work.
I want to talk about the SJHL suspension of 25 games. That's what the boys in the gym were talking about today. And you're going to want to listen, folks, even if you don't follow the junior hockey or SJHL, you're going to want to see this.
Yeah.
25 game suspension.
Half the season.
The guys in the gym said this morning, you might as well quit.
Yeah.
25 games. The WHL yesterday had a lawyer in a Calgary court asking the judge to toss out the lawsuits against them, two of which brought against the league by former Blade Travis McAvoy and former Kootenai Ice Kyle O'Connor, saying that junior players should be deemed minimum wage workers and they want back pay. And all the rest of this, which I think is bunk. That's our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Do you think junior hockey players should be considered minimum wage workers? Last I looked on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show, the majority of people saying no. More people than I'd like are saying yes, and we'll get into that discussion. The CFL's top seven kickers were rated by TSN last night or this morning. Sponsored by 7-Eleven, and I love 7-Eleven. I'm in there almost every day, but I don't agree with this ranking. 1, Lewis Ward. 2, Sean White. 3, Rob Maver. 4, Sergio Castillo. 5, Justin Medlock. 6, Ryan Richie Leone. 7, Liam Hajrallahu. Who rated these?
We're missing.
There it is. It's on the screen.
You're missing somebody.
Do you guys even watch the games? Brett Lowther has kicked game-winning field goals in money situations the last two Ryder wins. It's not his fault that his numbers aren't that high because he missed action this year. Doesn't mean he's not valuable. And John Ryan has a $4 million leg. You're going to give me the top seven most valuable legs in the CFL and not include John Ryan? Get out of here, Sergio Castillo. Do you watch the games? Anyways, what's fun about this is creating discussion.
Yeah.
But no Brett Lowther, no John Ryan. Psst, out with you. Oh, somebody said the NHL preseason's underway. Yeah. Cam Talbot, 3 goals allowed on 9 shots last night and was booed by Calgary Flames fans. In other news, the sky is blue. What did you think you were getting? What did you think? He's going to magically become a contending goaltender?
Yeah, no. Not happening.
It's not news. So we will talk about the NHL preseason. So those are on my hit list here in the warm-up. And you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I threw you under the bus with the Army. Not only on Saturday, but on yesterday's show.
I was like,
that upset you?
Maybe I'll go on my itinerary here, just extend my stay another week or two.
You became show content.
I know how this works. I know right. how we work. We're always good.
What are you sipping coffee for? You just had the last 8 minutes to sip coffee. Tell me about your weekend.
It was good. You know what? In San Francisco with the guys, which was awesome. I had never been. And unfortunately, the 49ers, who were 2-0, were on the road. So we went to Oakland to watch a football game. So that was an experience. If you think it's crazy in Regina for a football game, go to Oakland because they are nasty.
And I don't think I want to.
And here's how I describe it. I've only been to Tennessee, to Nashville, and to Oakland. And sure, that was Christmas time in Nashville for the Titans game twice. But the tailgate was big, but it was laid back. Everybody was in a good mood. It was friendly, but there was bantering against, you know, Jacksonville and whoever. But in Oakland, there was no friendly bantering. It was F the Chiefs all day. And if you were wearing something else, I wore a Titans shirt. And the guys I was with were scared to walk with me. But they were fine. That was fine because they weren't playing the Titans. That was okay.
But had they been,
it would have been something else.
Well, in 30 seconds or less, you tell me they hate Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I think
Oakland.
We got a couple of photos. So first, it was crazy to see the football field and actually see it with the baseball diamond. And I know that was a lot of talk after
looks
the game.
Looks bad on
Winnipeg.
TV.
It looks bad on TV, and it doesn't look great there. Here's a shot of the football field with the ball diamond. So they go on and they hose off the ball diamond, right? They hose it down so it's not dusty and dirty.
On to the next one.
On to the next one. You'll see there we go.
There you go.
So ran into this girl in the concourse. I think we found out her name is Vanessa. And they don't like AB. And so it was F the Chiefs was the big chant. But quite often during the game, it was F-A-B. F-A-B. Or, of course, the rest of it.
She wrote into the show yesterday.
So we heard.
She was looking for you. You didn't tell her that you were going to be on the air?
Yes, but I meant to say it was going to be Tuesday, not Monday. So she must have assumed Monday and came on. But she was paying attention. It's awesome. And there's our seats. We had great seats for the football game. There is nothing fancy at all about the stadium in Oakland. There is nothing. It is dirty and like old mosaic, really. But it's a neat atmosphere and very hostile for the visitors.
Moving on my hit list here. Thank you to the Regina Pats. The football watchers will be watching thinking this is the New England Patriots, and that's fine. It's not. It's the Regina Pats Hockey Club, the world's oldest junior hockey club, and my favorite team. It was my first favorite team, still my favorite team. It will always be my favorite team. And I haven't got my season tickets yet. But
you need them.
I got a call this morning from Phil the Thrill, the voice of the Pats. They are on their way, and I'm all looked after with WHL media passes, Pats media passes. Let's go, Pats Warriors, Friday night. I'm very excited to be in the Brand Center for that. Pack the dome. We got to get to the what everybody's talking about. You don't need to be an SJHL fan to appreciate what happened. It was Friday night, and I'll go in reverse chronological order. SJHL President Bill Chao, who sat in that chair last Thursday, has suspended Yorkton's Greg Mulhall 25 games for his hit on Melville goalie Burke Berkeleyev, who spent 2 days in hospital after this. Can you roll that, Clark? There you go. And the people are cheering. What the hell is that? This is in Melville. This is in the vault, the new vault. Had you seen that video?
I have.
So here's my thinking. As a former goalie, don't like it. Have I seen it? Only 8,000 times. Bill Chao sending a message. 25 games. Wow. I've seen that happen in WHL playoff games and no penalty called at all. Zero. But as people say, we live in a different era, Rod. Yeah. For those that are listening, by the way, because I know we have five times as many people listen to this live as watch. If you'd have been in the analytics meeting yesterday, you'd know that. You probably know that anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine a goalie coming out to play the puck at the top of the circles and have a guy run him from center ice. Mulhall wasn't going full speed, though. Doesn't make it right. And it doesn't matter what I say. He's already suspended 25 games anyways. Bill Chow saying we want this out of the league sent a statement. What do you think?
I agree with the suspension, 100%. I don't agree that this is going to be really, I'm trying to be delicate here. I don't agree that these types of plays need to be out of the game. I think the severity of this type of play does. I don't think contact with the goaltender needs to be out of the game, but I do think hits like this do. He didn't make an attempt to play the puck, didn't make an attempt to get out of the way. He made an attempt to run over the goaltender. And it's the age-old argument. If the goaltender comes out of his crease, he should be fair game. Cool. I kind of believe that. He is subject to some contact when he comes out of his crease because he wants to play the puck and be a player. But you can't get blown up like that. That was a deliberate intent to make a statement and injure the goaltender. If you come out and you give him a bump and you knock him down, that's awesome. Crowd goes to their feet. He comes out. That's what you get. It's the old thing of you want to go stand in front of the net as a forward instead of in front of the other goaltender. You know you're going to get hacked in the back of the legs and cross-checked in the back of the lower back. You just know it. Goaltender's got to know when he comes out he's going to make some contact. But that hit is dirty. It's senseless. It was a deliberate attempt to injure the player, and 25 games was appropriate.
Vanessa is watching from Oakland, California this morning. So thank you for showing my No, Vanessa, thank you for tuning in to Canada's Most Watched Facebook Live. No, it's not on us. It's on you. Thank you, Vanessa, and for putting up with DuPont. What are they called? Black hole. Hank.
Yeah, yes? I should have told you that it was Tuesday, not Monday, because we were staying the extra day.
She's watching anyways.
Paying attention.
I have a feeling she's hooked now.
I hope so.
Like everybody else. Now, Bill Chow just didn't send us a message to all the SJHL without suspension. He sent a message to all of hockey, the more that I think about it. It's not going to be tolerated, I don't think, in any league. So there's that. And before we break and bring in the Duke to our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, should junior hockey players be considered minimum wage workers? Because as we all know right now, they're not. 52% say no. 29% say yes, they should. And 19% say they're not sure. And I put that option, and I don't usually put in not sure as an option, but there's a lot of people that don't understand what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. But those that do know, 52% say no, they should not be considered minimum wage workers. And I wish that it would go to a vote and we could deal with it and not have all these lawsuits and get on to junior hockey the way that it always has been. And people have questions here with regards to do junior hockey players get paid? What do they get paid? We can talk about that, but this is a football show, and we'll get back to that and more when we come back, when the Duke will join us. It's Canada's Most Watched Facebook Live shows right here, The Rod Peterson Show, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Time is running out on the employee pricing of our 500 new vehicles in stock. Get up to 19 grand off new F-150s. The employee price on this Super Crew 4x4 is just $34,999 plus tax. Employee pricing on all new Ford Escapes means up to $7,500 off. And we have over 100 in stock. Plus, get up to 16 grand in savings on a brand new Super Duty. We have over 60 in stock. The countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Lincoln. Offers end September 30th.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Episode number 75. A few more have come in. Ryan Reeves, Colton Orr. People have pointed out famous number 75. Like I said, Jerry Reed. Long way to go, short time to get there. A lot of topics to get to today.
Yep.
Tuesday morning sports update. St. John's will host tonight's NHL preseason game between Toronto and Ottawa. Vancouver Canucks welcome the Edmonton Oilers. 2-0 winners over the Winnipeg Jets last night. The Canucks signed restricted free agent Brock Besser to a 3-year deal yesterday. The New York Giants have made a quarterback change. The starter will now be Daniel Jones. And there are two SJ regular season games tonight. Yorkton's in Estevan. Melfort is in LaRonge. The Bruins will raise their division banner tonight at Affinity Place. That's your morning sports update for Ballers, Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Dion Langevin wrote in here on the Facebook wall. He says, when are you going to talk WHL? I will first say, A, probably Thursday when Kelly Rempel's here, okay? Look, I love the dub more than anybody. But listen, here's our top 10 cities for viewing of the Rod Peterson Show. Derek, you're going to love this. Dupes, you too. From 1 to 10, Regina, Saskatoon, Calgary, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Montreal, Toronto, Hamilton, Moose Jaw, Ottawa.
So almost all CFL teams.
And to go from 11 to 20... Prince Albert, Yorkton, Estevan, Houston, Vancouver, Medicine Hat, Weyburn, Swift Current, Red Deer, Halifax, Lethbridge, and then to go past 20, Surrey, Kelowna, Lloydminster, Victoria, Quebec City, Grand Prairie, Kindersley, North Battleford, Brandon.
What's the matter with those guys
that
in Brandon?
They hate us in Brandon. You know what? That's fine. I don't care for them either. I'm just going to get that out. This is a national show, and if anything, it's an international show. So the WHL talk pertains to a smaller amount of the wide talk of everybody else, which is CFL, which we're going to get to, and NFL, and all the rest, and what's going on. Sandra wrote in and said this morning, did you see that Drew Edwards is leaving Three Down Nation? I did. You should read his column about his exit from the Canadian Football League, covering it. He says, well, you should read it. But to summarize, he just basically said, there's a lot of hate in this business now, and he doesn't like the fact that the teams in the league feel that he's at war with them when he's just trying to report the truth and hold teams accountable, and he's out. And I don't like that because you're saying that they win. You're taking your ball and going home, and I don't like that. I think we can still all coexist. When Drew started Three Down, I was kind of envious because he could say what he wanted all the time. Now I can, too. It's fun. We're not going away. We can't. We got Great Western on board for a multi-year deal. Can't go away. You want me to shut up now? You're looking
at me. No, let's keep it rolling.
But the people are craving the WHL talk. They're craving the dub talk, and I get it. But it is September. It was 32 degrees outside yesterday. It's football time.
I'll throw this out there, and all due respect and to the people out there that are craving some dub talk. I've been doing a lot of door knocking, and I see a lot of rider flags in the front yards and in the windows and stuff like that. Those will be replaced by Regina Pats flags as the CFL season winds down in the dub. But really, your barometer is once the Pats return from their West Coast trip and Agribition exits the building. That's when I've always felt that the dub really kicks in here. For Regina. That's, you know, it's too bad. It's kind of the way it is.
We have a sponsor, Saskatchewan Snow Beef, Ian Crosby, who'll be watching just outside Moose Jaw right now. Say hi to the cows for us, Ian. And he's all over saying, where's the power rankings for the WHL teams in Saskatchewan? You guys got power rankings for every other league. And he's right. And we love Ian, and we love beef. But where's the beef? It's football time. Mm. So let's go through this top seven kickers in the CFL right now. This joke of a list of the top seven legs in the CFL right now from 7-Eleven and TSN. Lewis Ward, Sean White, Rob Maver, Sergio Castillo, Justin Medlock, Richie Leone, Liam Hirilahu. That's not to say they aren't good.
Did they not watch
that's what I, you
the
heard?
End of the game last weekend?
Did you see my rant?
No.
Do you guys even watch the games?
Well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure if this was concocted at 2 in the morning when I used to frequent 7-Eleven and buying Twinkies. Was that when they put the poll out and you could stuff the ballot box for the guy that was getting the nachos and the cheese and the chili? No, I disagree with some of that. I mean, even Justin Medlock had 5. I mean, the guy does it all. And if this is... So this is the most valuable legs. You got guys on there that don't do anything but one job. And then you got guys like Medlock. You know, to me, Medlock would be probably one of the best legs because he does both. Yeah. So is that not a more valuable leg?
Who did this?
Yeah, that I disagree wholeheartedly with 7-Eleven on this one.
Yeah, I do too. I mean,
we're not calling for a boycott of 7-Eleven. We're just saying we don't agree with it.
Hey, I couldn't live with that.
I couldn't live without 7-Eleven.
The taquitos? Yeah. How do you get by without taquitos?
You know, I wonder what the barometer is for making the list, right? I was pulling up the CFL stats and trying to figure it. Is it by percentage of field goals made? Is it by number of field goals made? Is there a combination? Are they including the punters really in this?
Can I ask a question, though? Do you remember a season when kicking, punting, slash now place kickers has been at the forefront as much as it has been this year? I mean, a week ago, we got a feud between a host broadcaster and a punter on one team going back and forth at each other. Here we are. We've got a list of the top kickers. All due respect to the kicking profession. Who cares?
Well, like, not only that.
This is not very sexy, is it?
Craig in Regina has written in and says, how is Paradis not on the list? Doesn't he have the highest percentage of all time? He doesn't make the list? And both Ottawa kickers... Sergio Castillo isn't even a household name in his own house.
What's next week? The 7-Eleven list of backup fullbacks?
Who'd be your number one? Alexander Gagne.
And coming in November...
He pulled that up pretty quick.
Coming
That's
in November,
impressive.
The top 7 designated imports. Like, come on.
Yeah, is this, get a better
is
list.
This is what, yeah, is right. this what we got?
I know.
You know, how about breakout performers of this season? Because we've got all these quarterbacks who were backups coming into the season who are now, you know, moving to the front echelon of the performers in the CFL. Yeah. How about a list about that? Who's the surprise performer of the year? Because most of these guys weren't supposed to see the field.
But the idea of the power ranking is it's supposed to be who's the best right now, right? It's not about ranking the best 7 kickers in the league. It's
okay.
Who's kind of having the best?
Fair enough.
Liam
Hirilahu.
But again,
Hirilahu gets his kick blocked. Lowther hits the kick.
Yeah. So again, you just hit a game-winning field goal. You know, twice.
Yeah.
That should put you on the list somewhere.
This
right?
smells like the corrals at the Snow Beef Farm. That's what it smells like to me. Absolute. Psst.
Well, it takes a lot of gumption to put out lists like this,
yeah,
and I've done it, and you get ripped to shreds for them or people that don't agree. So it's not like in fairness to them. What do you mean in fairness to them? It's TSN. They're big boys. I think they can handle it. We're going to talk about these things.
Connor the intern should put a list together, and it would be 10 times better than that.
Let's get Connor's list of
Connor,
top 7 kickers in the CFL.
Before the end of the show... We need your list
Connor's
of the best 7 kickers.
Because I guarantee you, that was some intern who doesn't have half of the knowledge of the CFL that Connor does.
I like Nelson.
Yes.
You got to read the Facebook. I know people are listening and they can't see what's coming in on the Facebook wall, but Nelson's bringing the sizzle this morning. Nelson Hakowich, for one, he goes, they disrespected us. My rant from a couple weeks ago on kickers. They did disrespect Brett Lowther and John Ryan. So go out and lead the league. Oh, wait, John is. But he didn't make the list. And then where's Nelson's net? Oh, let's rank the top 7 global players.
But you know what? That makes me laugh because why does the CFL on their Twitter feed before every game note which are the global players for both two teams? I'm like, what about the other 40-some guys that busted their butts all week?
That too.
We got to make note. Hey, it's okay, little global fella. We're going to make sure you get noticed so your mom and dad can see you were playing. You'll never see the field, but.
That's good.
Like, they're just so misguided sometimes. I just don't get it. I don't understand where the marketing department thinks that these are the things that are going to draw people in. Let's create a kickers list.
Well, that's fine, but get it right. That's all that I'm saying. Yeah. Anyways, Jeremy, where's Jeremy watching from today? Prince George, British Columbia. Up in PG, he says, I can't wait for the top 7 list of CFL cities. That's easy. Drop Regina and Hamilton off and just jumble up the other 7. Is that too rude?
You don't think Winnipeg
too soon?
Be in the mix? I mean, they
Winnipeg has a Hooters.
Yes, they do. Oh, you're talking not stadium.
No,
fans.
Cities.
City.
Just the
city.
Best city to visit.
Well, I had this conversation with a guy who had moved here the other day from Vancouver. And as we know, and I'm not going to go into the long spiel, my favorite Grey Cup city is Vancouver. I've had just a fantastic times there. And I know it maybe isn't the same football feel, you know, that down home feel. Yeah. And in Saskatchewan, I mean, where it is the biggest show in town, but the weather's usually decent. It's inside a dome, and the parties are pretty good in Vancouver. So even though they don't attend the games well and stuff, mm-hmm. I love attending games in Vancouver.
Well, of course. And full disclosure here, it depends what you're looking for.
Yes, this is
top
yes.
7. If you're looking for action, listen, I've had a good time in Lang. So
the old steak pit.
Right. It's not about population. It's not about things to do. It's kind of about the people that you're with.
Yeah.
Right. And the mood that you're in.
Well, DuPont brought that up with the Oakland experience versus last year, you know, in Nashville and the experience you guys are going to have in Houston. I mean, they're all very different.
People you're with.
Yeah. But all very good. It just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the wild and crazy, well, you might get that on Houston. If you're looking just to be, you know, laid back and watch some games, you could get that. Actually, that trip.
You're not getting that in Oakland. No laid back and watching the game in Oakland. They are intense.
I hear it's really bad there. And you said the stadium's a dump. You said Taylor Field would be an upgrade.
Right. Wow. Yes. And that's why I think that's a big reason why they're moving. But, you know, credit the Oakland fans. That is an intimidating place to play. It's an intimidating place to come into. They are passionate, but they are mean and wild. And that's what they want. That's what they want to be. That's the reputation they want to have. And they're living up to it, for sure.
Do you think it'll transfer to Vegas?
No. No, I don't.
You know, that's a good question, though. And actually, somebody brought up that we should have been talking about this last week after that Monday night game in Oakland. The last ever Monday nighter. On the ball field, and people like, why would you even go to a game if you're an Oaklander? Is that what they call them? When you know your team's leaving.
When you're from Oaktown?
Yeah, what? Oaktown.
Oaktown.
Why would you even? I don't think I would go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's still professional football. It's still the experience. I mean,
I get it, but you go under protest.
I've gone to a lot of Oilers games when they were terrible.
You want to show that this team's leaving.
No, not because they're bad, because they're leaving.
Well, the Oilers were leaving in the 90s as well.
If they're abandoning us, then we're going to abandon them. No, I think they go because it says a lot about the community and it says a lot about the people in Oakland that, you know what, this team may be leaving, but it's not because we don't support them. They're not leaving because we don't support them. And
that's fair, too. Well, you were there, so you would know better than me.
And I heard there was a photo posted on the internet of Mark Davis riding in coach on a flight. Like, that just signifies how cheap they are when it comes to, you know, not wanting to put their own money into a stadium and stuff like that.
To the Prairie Mobile text line, we got a few. And we're awaiting a visit from Andrew Walker, Sportsnet 650 Vancouver Radio. Leonard writing from the Colony. He says, Leonard here, I am Starsky, your Hutch. That's to me. So I am his partner.
Wow.
Leonard from the Colony.
Thanks, Leonard.
Hang on. That linesman that did the Notre Dame Humboldt game the other night asked if I was taking a poke at the job they did. He's written back in. Doesn't have a name here. But he says, I haven't missed a show yet, Roddy. I'm also the guy that you ran into in Nashville at the Titans game last December.
Did you knock him over?
Do you remember that guy? Because, listen, we ran into Peter Laviolette at the game, got a selfie with him. Ran into Gil Scott, the biggest name in football agents in Canada.
Big Fresh?
I don't remember running into a...
Yeah. No.
Do you have a picture?
You know, it's funny you said that, and I got to get another quick point in. Just in front of us was this group, and this young girl was kind of friendly and chatting, and so we're talking a little bit. She's from there, but her grandpa grew up in Outlook. And so they come back for 2 weeks out of the summer. I'm like, holy smokes, what a small world. You come back to Outlook and Regina and Saskatoon in the summertime. She's like, are you a Rider fan, right? That's how it came up.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden this other guy turns around. He's like, I'm from Saskatoon. So I couldn't.
This is in Oakland.
This is in Oakland. And these people are all decked out in black. And I'm like, okay, I feel a little bit better about being safer.
When you say Outlook, what do you think of? And this is just a bizarre question.
Not much.
Outlook, Elbow, Rosetown. Remember when, I think it
the
was...
The weather.
What, yes.
Johnny Sanderson.
Johnny Sanderson. Johnny Sanderson would always do Saskatoon, Regina, Outlook, Elbow, Rosetown. They always went together, and that is emblazoned on my brain. I'm glad you thought of that too, yeah. Rod.
Prairie Mobile text line. Earlier on, we aired the video of Yorkton's Greg Mulhall running Melville goalie Burke Berkeleyev on Friday night. It has led to a 25-game suspension by Bill Chow. Danny from Pilot Butte writes in and he says, on the hit in Melville, I think the suspension is appropriate. I'm not sure that the position of the player would matter in this case. It was a deliberate attempt to injure. The forward didn't let up much and delivered a blow to the head. The player was defenseless, in my opinion. The SJHL has to make a statement, and they did. I'm sure there was a few games tacked on to make the statement very bold. Anonymous texter from the 921. Never seen the hit on the goalie. Wondering if anyone took care of business after their goalie was lit up. I think there was. I didn't see the end of the video, but there was another gross misconduct. Had a suspension handed out after that.
Yeah, a few games. The guys jumped in, of course, and protected the goaltender, stood up for him, which was really good to see. I like your comment before in the warm-up that you said he didn't just send a message to the league. He sent a message to hockey, period. And I think when incidents like this happen again, it'll be easy for other leagues to be like, look, it. He sent a 25-game suspension out. Build it over in Saskatchewan. So I think you'll be okay. You've got some cover, some precedent. But if he had to send a light suspension, 5 games, 10 games, 2 games, whatever, other leagues could use that and say, well, he only gave him 5 games, so that's why we're doing it. Yeah. And, you know, you kind of be the first one there, and you set that precedent, and now other leagues can choose to follow it or not. And if you don't follow it and you're in another league, the fans will point out, look, it in Saskatchewan, they're taking care of this, so you better too.
Well, Bill is very much, Bill Chow, anti-violence. Probably a little too much for my liking. Like, for instance, he stood in that doorway last week and said, can you stop referring to Kevin Kaminsky as killer, please? And I said, it's on his business cards. Talk to killer, not me. But I also think 25 games in this instance is not wrong. And I do support Bill and everything that he does. I just like a little more sandpaper. Because in that game in Wilcox the other night, guys are pushing and shoving after the whistle and rubbing their faces. And what are you going to do? Fight? You're not going to fight.
Do they still have fight rule in the SJ?
Still
the one fight?
They're not going to fight.
Here's the thing. Is 25 games overkill? I think it is.
That's a lot.
Absolutely. And you got to remember, this is not an 80-game schedule. This is 58, I think.
Yep.
58-game schedule. So it's virtually half the season. So imagine, you know, a CFLer getting an 8-game suspension or an NHLer getting, you know, close to a 40-game suspension. It's similar to that. However, I do like the fact that somebody finally said, enough of us trying to kill each other out on the ice. Clearly the players, and I've said this in other leagues, and especially when I look at the NHL, clearly the players do not respect each other, even though they are in a partnership in a business. You know, when it comes to negotiating CBAs and stuff like that, they're clearly on the same team, but yet when they get on the ice, they do not respect each other. I get part of it, but at the same time, finally somebody stepped in. Maybe it is a little bit of overkill, but at the same time, finally somebody had the minerals to step in and actually send a message and say, you know what? We're playing hockey. This isn't UFC.
So to the interactive nature of this program, which everybody loves so much, Nelson writes in and says, SJ made a solid statement on running players. Why can't the CFL make a similar statement with headshots? 2 games for a headshot on a quarterback, maybe 3 or 4. Ta-da!
No,
do you
stones.
Know the difference in my mind? And I'm no, it's not no stones. It's the SJHL is being run by one guy. CFL is being run by a bunch of guys, a bunch of owners that need protection from themselves, a bunch of GMs that are looking after their own interests, a bunch of players that don't have respect for each other. Randy Ambrosi, as much as he's a figurehead, has a lot of guys he's got to answer to. If it was just up to Randy Ambrosi, he'd have nailed all these guys.
But that should be his job. That is what he is hired to do. And I know that he has to answer to the, you know, the nine governors or the nine teams, and they all want different things. And it is probably one of the most impossible jobs in the world, because your bosses all want different things out of you. But at some point, you were hired to do that job. And if you go down in flames doing what you think is right, then you go down and you can hold your head high. And I would like to see that at some point in time, a commissioner who doesn't pander to his bosses as much and goes, you know what, you hired me to do the job. Let me do the job. If you don't like it, fire me, but I'm okay. I will walk out here knowing I did what you hired me to do. And I think that's a case here with Bill Chow. You know, if he gets a bunch of blowback, which I doubt he will, but if he got a bunch of blowback and they let him go, he still walks out that door going, you know what? I did what I think is right to protect the players and protect the kids on the ice.
That's Bill Chow in a nutshell.
But if you want
101.
If you want to make change and impact the game, you have to be in the position to make change. If you start doing things that are going to piss off all the owners and the people who give you your job, you're not going to have that job to be able to make change.
There's the counterpoint.
You have to walk the line and find a way to convince them that the change is
so the
good.
CFL's been around how many years?
100 and some.
And how's that working out? How's straddling
but
the
you
line
can't put
working
that
out?
On, actually, but you can't put that on man, Randy. He hasn't been around for 100 years.
No, I'm not, but he is now in the position. Did he take a bit of a stronger stance with Simone Lawrence? I think he did.
Sure.
And it was upheld. So that is a start. It's moving that way with Randy Ambrosi. Credit to him. Hopefully it continues next time something stupid happens.
We have to pause. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live show, is right here coming out of your screen right now. You can listen live at rodpeterson.com. We're going to Vancouver next to talk a little Canucks and BC Lions. You can catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan.
The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Very much enjoying this Tuesday morning here on the Rod Peterson Show. Thanks for joining us, whether it be Facebook Live around the world or Listen Live. Checking the poll results for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, daily poll. Should junior hockey players be considered minimum wage workers? Because the WHL was in court yesterday in Calgary saying that they should not. 52% of you on our Twitter poll say no, they shouldn't be considered minimum wage workers. 29% say yes. From our website, it's similar to that. 66% saying no, 17.9% saying yes. And regarding the 25-game suspension to Yorkton's Greg Mulhall from weekend play in the SJHL for running Melville's goalie, Tom's watching in Grand Prairie this morning. He says it's easier to suspend players longer when they aren't professionals or part of a union. Mm-hmm. That may be true. But the concept, the point coming from Nelson is just that. Why can't the CFL or NFL, but particularly the CFL, just be harder on the players? Period. Send a message. It's not about unions or the age of the players. Longer suspensions. Because if you appeal a 5-game suspension, you might still get 3.
Mm-hmm. I know, I agree.
So anyways, to Vancouver we go. The Canucks are in the news, of course, with their holdout forward Brock Besser signing a new deal with the Canucks just over the last 24 hours. Andrew Walker, good friend of ours, joins us from Sportsnet 650 Radio out there. How you doing, Wax?
Hey, guys. Good. I went and got my hair cut the other day. I asked for the Darren DuPont, but they didn't know what that was.
That comes with a bowl of soup, I understand. Listen, before we go any further, I was in Gladmar, Saskatchewan last week speaking to the kids down there, Wax, and I asked how far range.
Did they put my banner up yet?
No. Did you go to that school?
Yeah, that's where I graduated.
Well, that says a lot for the Gladmar education system there. Andrew Walker, a proud alum. But they said kids come from Beaubier. They come from L.A. That's Lake Elma, for those that don't know. It's a pretty big area. So they did say to say hi, Wax, yes. But I didn't know that you were alum there. So,
yeah, that's true. They told me they were putting number 10 up in the rafters, but they must have not got around to it.
They put number 10, just not the name Walker. Moving on. Brock Besser signed. Does that mean the Vancouver Canucks are going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2011?
Well, it means they have a chance to have a good start to their season in what's a pretty critical year. You could make the argument, I don't know how good they're going to be, but you could make the argument that no team out there on paper has improved as much as the Vancouver Canucks. They added JT Miller and Tyler Myers and Quinn Hughes, a good rookie for them this year, and Michael Ferland. Brock Besser's their best goal scorer. I mean, in a year so important as this one, the season with him on the sidelines, he hasn't even played a full year because of injuries. So it's really, really crucial for the coach, for the management team, to have buddy all hands on deck as they get into the season opener.
Much ado has been made about the RFAs this year across the league, and now we're starting to see some of them sign as we get into, you know, the start of training camp. Was this kind of much ado about nothing, or are you surprised at some of the outcomes? I mean, we did see one offer sheet that kind of made public, but again, nothing really came of any of this where we were kind of expecting that there might be, you know, some big explosions with players signing all over in these RFAs.
Yeah, I think the narrative of the offer sheet's a little overblown because people forget the player behind it. Like, you know, fans and media get mad at these GMs and say, oh, you know, why don't they use all the tools at their disposal? Why don't you throw a little chaos in there like the NBA? The player still has to sign the offer sheet. Aho did, and Carolina matched. Marner didn't even bother to sign him in Toronto. it's, you know what? It's new territory because there's never been a class of RFAs like this.
Right.
And general managers are, and I don't blame them, they're hesitant to give them these huge contracts coming out of their entry-level deals because it's unprecedented. I mean, Mitch Marner, hey, whatever, Toronto's going to build how they want to build. It's an overpay. I don't care how good he is. You have now have four guys making over $40 million a year. No team in the history of hockey has done it that way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's dangerous because here's the thing, right? Fans love their guys. And here in Vancouver, they love Brock Besser. They love Kyle Connor in Winnipeg. They love Matthew Tkachuk in Calgary. I can guarantee you guys, all these guys are going to get huge dough, and there's going to be a guy or two that ends up being just okay. Like, we always assume that all these guys are just going to be career superstars. There was a kid a couple years ago in Columbus, Alex Wenberg, who signed a pretty big deal coming out of his entry level. Well, guess what? He fell off the map, yeah. Right? And this was a guy who was supposed to be pretty good at 16th overall. I'm not predicting that with Brock Besser. I'm not predicting that with Braden Point. But I'll tell you what, one of these guys, it's going to happen to one of them, and the team's going to be kicking themselves.
That's crazy. That's wild. Back to the Canucks for a second, because you've done a decent job already this morning of selling me on your reasons to be excited for Vancouver. You know, when you think about it, you don't really remember that all the improvements they've made. So what's the temperature of the community? What's the temperature of the West Coast when it comes to the Canucks, the people?
They are nervously excited.
They're scared to get excited.
I think. Yeah, well, you know what? I hate the world of tanking, right? I mm-hmm. hate the way that pro sports has gotten to this sense of hey, it's probably better for our team if we lose rather than we win, so let's cheer for losses. It's the one beautiful thing. Well, there's lots of beautiful things, but it's the one thing I like the most about the CFL. There's no, like, big benefit to finishing last. You just finish last. You suck. Congratulations. No one's cheering for the BC Lions tank right now. But what I like about these improvements that they've made is that the city, the market, is finally getting over this, hey, it's okay to be bad, which is such a, I hate it. I think it's so toxic. But now, hey, they might not be a playoff team. They might not be a team that can win a playoff round. I guess we'll see. But this isn't a team that's going to end up in the draft lottery. And I think it's a real healthy thing for a fan base to go to the rink, like, heaven forbid, and cheer for wins instead of losses. Jeez.
Yeah. A gentleman named Mark Atherton has written in on the Facebook wall, and he says, reason number one, the Canucks have a chance, they play in the weakest division in the NHL. Would you agree with that?
I think the division, it's not great, but I mean, I like San Jose, I like Vegas, Calgary's a good team, but what's the common denominator there? I think all those teams got little bit worse. Not that they're bad teams, but there's points up for grabs. And I mean, Edmonton, when are we going to start predicting Edmonton in the postseason? They got two of the top seven players in the world, but they still can't get it done. I think there are points up for grabs, and like I said before, no team on paper improved as much as the Vancouver Canucks. Will it be enough is the question.
That's just such a brutal comment. Yeah, the New England Patriots play in the weakest division too for the last two decades. So what? You still got to win.
It's not their fault.
It's still professional sports. They didn't pick who they were playing. That's just such a... I hate that comment.
By the way, you mentioned the Lions tanking. I would suggest there's palpable evidence that the Miami Dolphins are actually tanking for the number one pick in the NFL draft. In the CFL, we don't even know who the number one pick will be. And Friday night... they did, what was it, 29-3, 29-5. They beat the Ottawa Red Blacks.
Smoked them.
Any buzz over the BC Lions out there at all?
Yeah, Lions fever, man. Their second win of the season. Their next three games are all winnable. They might even be 5-10 at some point this season. No, listen, that crowd was God. It's nice to see them win a football game. You know, I feel, I guess, pretty good for Devon Claybrooks and Mike Riley more so than anybody. But there was nobody there. They announced 15,000, and that's an absolute joke. The Ottawa Redblacks have 23 guys on the injured reserve, as we know. They've completely lost the market, and they finally win their second game of the year right when the Canucks begin the preseason. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's been a waste of a year. This is an organization that has trouble at the best of times, let alone when you're 2-10. It's been rough.
Well, I've talked to G. Roy about this. I think we all remember, you remember watching as a fan, 55,000 fans in BC plays for Riders-Lions games back in the early 2000s. He thinks they can get it back. Do you? And if so, what would it take?
Well, sports is cyclical. I'll say that. I think sports fandom has become very hipster. Baseball wasn't popular in Canada, then it was the most popular thing in Canada. The MLS started kind of dry, then it became the most popular thing here in Vancouver, and now it's gone away a little bit. So yeah, I think the CFL can come back. Everyone says they need an ownership change here. I think that's closer to happening than ever before. And I don't know what that means. I don't have an answer. I think people give these you know, you talk about playing in the best division or the worst division is a bad excuse. People still go back to the, oh, you know, tickets are too expensive, concessions are this, but they don't bother to research. They don't see that, you know, the team is giving away pretty good ticket packages or that they have $5 beers a section, or, you know, they don't like the team. I feel bad for the Lions sometimes because they're like, yeah, no, we're doing all that stuff, you idiots. Mm-hmm. You just want to complain. So, you know, it would help to not be too. And at the same time, I don't know, like they went out, they got the hot head coach. They got the best quarterback in the league, we all thought, and they have two wins for it.
Yeah, it's Toronto in the making, Toronto 2.0, which I'm sure they'd hate hearing in Vancouver, but from a CFL perspective, it is. Wax, we'll let you go. Do your hair. Anything else before we let you go?
It's done. I spent like half an hour.
I thought it looked good. That's like you jumped out of the shower, got in the car, drove down the street with your head out the window. It's just perfectly poofed.
Yeah, it does look good. All right, Wax. Yeah. Miss you, buddy. We're following everything you do. Keep it up.
See ya.
Andrew Walker joining us from 650 Sportsnet Radio out there in Vancouver.
By the way, they're not the only ones fudging attendance numbers.
Craig in Regina writes in and says, make BC Place a nightclub with a football game going on. I think that the CFL is a little behind in terms of how they do market these games. Randy Ambrosi at least said that last week in an interview with the Edmonton Journal's Dan Barnes. But the CFL, if anybody says that it's in trouble, it probably is a little bit in trouble. I mean, you know what?
Just sign a new TV deal.
Randy said it to me in Moncton. The check engine light's on. Paul loves that, eh? Our Paul?
Yeah.
From the infamous Paul's Chair. He loves that term. He uses it all the time. We just need to go into the shop. Need to look under the hood and see what we're doing here. That was an Ambrosi line.
Yeah.
And, well, you and I rarely agree on any of these things. But the CFL's a tremendous product. When Wax brings up the Whitecaps, where the hell was I the other night? Somewhere that they had this. Oh, it was in the Keg on Saturday night after the Rider game. And they had the Whitecaps game on. I don't know who they were playing. In the lounge there.
Mm-hmm.
Best nachos in Regina, by the way, is the Keg.
Really?
You're welcome.
Yeah, try that.
And I'm going, BC Place is full. That lower bowl.
Yes.
It's 0-0.
And the Whitecaps are bad this year. They're not a good team this year.
So I'll say it again, and I'll say it over and over a million times. Our product, i.e. the CFL, is infinitely better than MLS soccer. Infinitely. For entertainment. Prove me wrong. And there's 5,000 in there for that and 28,000 for the Whitecaps. It is a marketing issue.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Period. When you got a good product and people don't know about it or they're not using it, that's your fault, not theirs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And no, and I don't know that even the check engine light is on. And you know me, I'm critical, but whatever the Riders had the other night, I know they announced 30,000. It was probably closer to like 27 if I had to guess, you know, just looking at pictures and whatnot. But 27,000. You don't have to dial the clock back very far, and it was 17,000 at the old Mosaic
Stadium.
Talking
about the 90s?
Yes. So is the check engine light on? Meh, I don't know if it's even quite that bad. Sure, Vancouver and Toronto are not doing well. Winnipeg has numbers like, you know, they had down years too. Winnipeg has...
They're way down in attendance in Winnipeg right now.
They are down, but if you go back historically, the league has, as we mentioned last segment, it's been around for 100 years. Total attendance... you know what, I'd have to go look, but it is not horrible. It's not like, oh my God, this is bad. And as we know, this is a ticket revenue league. Just signed a new deal with TSN. They are doing more to get global. I know we all scoff at it, and the players thing I kind of scoff at, but getting your product to be seen around the world,
you know, you got to start somewhere. I have no beef with that portion of it, trying to sign TV deals other places. I would almost be more optimistic, I think, than Randy Ambrosi a little bit. I don't know that I'd even go so far as
well, to say he's
the
not
check engine.
Pessimistic.
No, but he's saying the check engine light is on. I'm thinking that maybe it was flooded a little bit right now.
Just
give it a little time and the engine will start up again.
Yeah, but those things, I'm hoping. I mean, that's why the engine light's on, right? You got to check and see what's going on. Maybe it is just a little flooded. Maybe you just got to, you know, you
depends
you
on your interpretation of that phrase, which is a new phrase. Nobody's ever used it before.
No,
right?
Check
engine.
And
I do
like
really
it.
Cool. Yeah, I like it. Everybody likes it.
I think it's awesome. It is really great. But you're right. I mean, like attendance is down. And if the numbers are down and if TV numbers maybe aren't what you want and there's all these other things going on, yeah, you do need to check and see what's going on because, hey, look, you got to make sure that you're competitive. It is a marketing issue. If you've got a good product, which is a good product, every time I go to the games, I have a great time. But if people don't know about it, just like this show, you know, our numbers are indicative of our marketing and our ability to sell the show and tell people about it, right? It's the same thing in the league. You could have the greatest show in the world, but if you're not telling people.
And sometimes the leagues, and it's not a CFL thing, it's all leagues, are their own worst enemy. We'll talk a little more next hour about Drew Edwards stepping away from 3downnation.com. You really should read his column. You did. He's basically saying he's tired of fighting with the league and the teams because he's trying to report the truth and they don't want him to report the truth and they think he's a hater. And I love Drew, and he knows that. But to me, it's like taking his ball and going home. He's going to work in the news business.
Yeah.
Right? Which, by the way, I know a lot of people that have left sports to go in news and realize it's either no better or it's worse for that, for attitudes and egos and all the rest. And I don't like to see Drew leave because I love the way that he does his job. So I don't want anybody to say that I'm discounting what he's done or his abilities because I love what Drew does. And like I said, I was envious when he started 3Down because he can say whatever he wants. Now I'm in that role. Yeah. I can say whatever I want. It's the greatest feeling ever. And I know that there are people with the league that probably, and when I say the league, I mean teams, that don't like what I'm saying about their team. For instance, Ottawa, blaming Jamie Elizondo leaving for the reason that they're 3-8. Really? Don't. We're going to call them out on my thoughts of these things. I'm sure they don't like it. I don't care. Right? And that's kind of the stuff that Drew was doing. CFL didn't like the fact that Drew would post ratings if they weren't good or attendance numbers. Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
So what do you want?
Numbers don't lie.
No.
I'm with you. I think what Drew did and taking the leap and starting 3Down Nation, I'm the person that says the more coverage, it doesn't matter what it is always good. You know, a rising tide raises all boats. I thought it was fantastic. I have some umbrances on how he did do things once in a while, but it was nothing, and it continues to be nothing but good for the league. More eyes, more eyeballs, more stories. Yes, of course there's some negative stories. That's life. You know, not everybody's going to come up to you like Jerry Seinfeld's mom and say, who can't possibly like you? Of course, there are those things. I mean, the Riders are 8-4. We could still sit here and pick a few things apart.
They're bitching about John Ryan's punting.
Exactly.
Status.
That is the way it is. Sometimes you just got to have a little thicker skin. But I will say, and I do side with Drew a little bit on this one, the business can get to be a bit soul-sucking. But at the end of the day, my God. We get paid for this? I mean, this is one
and
of the greatest.
And he has said that.
And he does
he
say
goes,
that.
He goes, I don't want to say that I'm complaining, but the guy that won the lottery, he's complaining.
Exactly. It is
but
one
he's
of the
like, I don't want to do this anymore. And that's his right. I'll miss him. And it's just
the
lastly.
The league will miss him.
I think the leagues are starting to realize the importance of the media. Greg Drennan, and I'm going to write about this in my column tomorrow, has not writing his WHL column anymore.
That's too bad,
whatever
too.
He calls it, taking note. Well, you know what? I don't like Greg Drennan. He doesn't like me. But if there's a Hall of Fame for journalists covering the WHL, not only should he be in it, it should be named after him. He's the best there ever was, and people bitched about him. Now he's gone, and nobody's writing about it. I mean, dubnetwork.ca is, but it doesn't have the numbers that Greg Drennan did. They're telling me to shut up. And take a break for hour two.
It's just like being at home.
Just like being at home. Duke, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, you guys.
Good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you, sir.
We've got Andrew Green in the bunker next hour plus from CFL.ca. Jeff Creever, Canada's most watched Facebook live show, is The Rod Peterson Show. You're watching it right here. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC pre-owned means clearance prices on every used vehicle in stock. That means special discounted prices on over 200 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Right now, we have over 40 Jeeps to choose from. Save thousands on this fully loaded, certified pre-owned 2018 Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4. It's only $36,915 plus tax. And this loaded, certified pre-owned Compass Limited 4x4 has a clearance price of only $26,998 plus tax. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.